Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parshas Bahar, one of the main topics, is very close to us for this year, the mitzvah of Shemitah. And if we have in Pasuk Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, actually really starts in Chaf, the concern, of the obvious concern of people keeping Shemitah, they say in Chaf, V'chi somru manocha b'shan ha-shviyas, they might ask, right, they're being instructed this mitzvah of Shemitah, taking off for the year. Farmers not farming for an entire year, so you might ask, what should we eat in the seventh year? There's nothing for us to eat. So the response is in Chaf Aleph, Vitzivisi es berchasi. Hashem says, I will command my bracha lechem bashana hashishis. I will command my bracha to go to you in the sixth year. V'asos es hatfua l'shalosh hashanim. And in the sixth year, you're going to have enough food for all 3 years. And there's different ways to understand that, but that is what's being told to the Chalice over here. Don't be concerned. You might be concerned, what are we going to eat? Don't be concerned. I'm going to command my bracha to go to you. One question I have is this lesson of Tzivisis, because I will command my bracha. What does that mean? But anyway, I want to take a look at the Targum Yonasan over here. Targum Yonasan adds a few words. V'afkedias birchasi, I will instruct my bracha lechon to go to you. Min otzrai tovin divishmei shchinti, and it's going to come from the storehouses of good in the heavens of my shchina, of my presence. So, just in case you were wondering, where is the bracha going to come from? Where is it going to be? Where is that happening? That the bracha is going to come. So that's going to be from the storehouses of good in the heavens with Hashem's presence. So what does that mean? What's the purpose of this elaboration of Targum Yonasan? So the Bir Yonasan, quoting the Perish Yonasan, connects it to a different pasuk, a pasuk in Dvarim Chaf Chesed Beis, where the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem lecha es otzro hatov es hashamayim l'seis matar artzecha b'yito l'varech es kol ma'aseh edecha, that it says over there, Hashem will open up for you his storehouse of good in the heavens and give you rain for your land in the right time and bless all your handiwork. So this could definitely be, a lot of these words are similar, this pasuk and Targum Yonasan's elaboration, so that could definitely be. But perhaps another suggestion we can offer is the following, is that the otzer of goodness, what might that be? The otzer of tov, that's in the heavens. So it could be this is actually Olam Haba. It's wealth from Olam Haba. Now, we see in the pasuk, I think I've heard others explain this. This is what I've felt, that specifically the bracha is mentioned over here for if you ask, what will we eat in the seventh year? Meaning, it sounds like this comment, these two psukim, are specifically talking to the people who are not of complete faith. Meaning, they're willing to go aboard, but they're very nervous. What are we supposed to do? Well, we can try to keep the mitzvah, but what are we going to eat in that time? And specifically them, there's going to be the bracha, even in the bashana hashishis, even in the sixth year. Meaning, they're not the people of faith that are going to be able to go into the seventh year, if everything's normal in the sixth year, to go into the seventh year and take the seventh year off. They're not going to be able to do that. They're not at that level. So Hashem says, for you, I'm going to give you in the sixth year. I'm going to give it to you in the sixth year so that you'll be able to have, trust that you'll have enough to eat in the seventh year. So it sounds like it's talking to those who are not doing the full Shemitah program. They're not, not doing it, with the Muna Shalema. And Hashem says, I'll help you out too. I'll pay it forward a little bit. I'll give you a little bit, your paycheck in advance, so that you'll feel comfortable taking off in the Shemitah year. And there is a mila to that, and that should be praised, and that is a challenge. It's a nisayon, but it's definitely not the full-blown challenge of everything being normal and going to the Shemitah year and then taking off. And it could be that we could say that it's being detracted from not just their Shkar Lom Hazeh, but the Shkar Lom Haba. That if somebody is not able to do the full Shemitah program, they're not able to, they have Amunah challenges before they can accept it, so then they don't get the full Shkar. It's going to be detracted, so meaning when they get it paid forward in the sixth year, so that's going to be detracted from the storehouse of good that is in the heavens with Hashem's Shechina. It's going to be taken away from that. They're not going to get the full Sar Olam Haba that they could have gotten otherwise. And it could be, this is what the pasuk means, it's by Vitzivisi, I'm going to command my blessing to go. Wait, shouldn't blessing naturally flow? Well, maybe Hashem has to specifically command it to go out of its normal, a normal manifestation of the bracha in order to defend this and to help, to give them the strength to keep the rest of Shemitah. And this idea is in line with the comments of Chazal we see in various places. We see it with there's a story with in Tanis and Chafhei with Chanina ben Dosa and the golden table leg, and we have a similar story with Rav Shimon ben Chalafta in Shemos Rabbah in the same midrash in Shemos Rabbah. Nun Beis Gimel, I'll just share just because it's a very fitting time to mention Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his Talmidim were nervous about Parnasa. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai filled a valley with golden dinarim. He made a miracle, and there were golden dinarim, tons of golden coins in the valley. And he said to everybody, take what you want, feel free, whatever dinarim you want, you can take them, fill your pockets, fill your wagons, it's fine, but realize that you're taking from your Olam Haba, and obviously they didn't really want to take them and detract from your Olam Haba in Olam HaZeh. So we have a Rav Shimon Bar Yochai shouted over here, but this idea could be found in this pasuk in Targum Yonasan, the idea of what we do in this world, the benefits and the brachos that you might get could actually detract from the nisayon from Olam Haba. Sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes that investment is worth it. If you're not the type that you're going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, you're not going to be able to withstand in the nisayon of Shemitah without this, taking from your a little bit from your Olam Haba in this world. Okay, so that might be a worthy investment. But in general, to realize that it is a best investment and there is a loss, and we should think about that carefully. Have a beautiful Shabbos.